Okay, been a good week of practice. I think our guys have studied hard and prepared hard, so we're looking for a good NFC North game and excited about the opportunities. So, questions?
Why was it important for you guys to go out and get Anthony Barr and Eric Kendrick early in the draft and kind of pair those two together with your defense?
It didn't have anything to do with pairing them together. We were looking for good football players, and
they were roommates, but just them as players, getting two guys like that.
Well, you know, Barr is a special athlete. Great size, speed, a lot of really good attributes. Good kid, smart. Hadn't played defense much, and we felt like, you know, he was a guy that had a whole lot of ability and potential. And then with Kendricks, you know, he was a guy that made a lot of plays. And when we got to that position in the draft, we felt like we needed a linebacker. And our estimation was he was the best one at that particular time. So, he's also been a guy that's been smart, and you know, he's got a good bloodline. You know, all those things.
Sunday Ho last week, and were you surprised that he was actually able to play after kind of going through the week of injury?
I was not surprised that he was able to play because I saw him in practice for the most part, but I didn't know, until we got toward the end of the week. And then, he's a smart guy, so he understands exactly what we're trying to get done. He's going to give you full day's work, I think he plays with a lot of confidence.
Just is Sharif Floyd out Sunday?
I'll turn the injury report in later. I like that Northwestern shirt, though.
Yeah, I can wear it.
Yeah. Where'd you grow up?
Mostly in Albuquerque.
Oh. I thought you might be in Illinois.
Yeah, I'm not a rugged Illinois guy.
Sorry, go ahead.
You're assuming you grew up.
I'm not touching that one.
Mike, with Calvin Johnson, them getting him involved in big plays last week again, is he the kind of guy that even when he's not having big days, you know that there's one kind of just around the corner?
Yeah. I've played him way too many times. he's just so good at everything. You know, running the routes, catching the ball, getting open, using his size, his speed, out jumping. You know, when I was in Cincinnati, we had three guys around him, and, you know, he threw up a 50-yard ball, and he went up and got it for a touchdown. So, you know, I've been well aware of him for a long, long time. But he's one of the, and I know people use these terms loosely, as one of the greatest receivers, but he really is, with the things that he can do and the way he can go get the football. And he's got tremendous hands. I mean, even some of the catches that he makes that aren't in bounds are fantastic catches. So he's someone you always have to pay attention to, yeah.
Who else have you used the boxing gloves on in the past? Have you done that before?
No, not really. It was Jerry that did it. Jerry, great.
Had you seen that before?
No, I used the boxing gloves for other reasons.
Seems like it makes sense.
I've used different types of things, not necessarily boxing gloves, but just, you know, trying to get, you know, you might put, and the guy's got a long back pedal, you might put something around his ankles, you know, so like some of the bands, so they just get used to doing it, and he can't go full speed because he'll fall, but, you know, things like that, so they kind of get used to what you're trying to get him to understand.
Your hope to try to continue to get Trey some more, you know, more and more snaps as the season goes on?
We'll see how it goes. I like getting him involved, and then some weeks it's might be a little bit more than others, and I'm sure as we go down the road it probably will be, but I don't have a specific plan saying, hey, this week is the week, you know, but I think the more reps he gets and the more experience he gets will continue to help him.
You look at the quarterbacks you're facing or receivers you might be facing and let that help guide you on if this is a game where you could get more snaps or not?
A little bit. It's more about us and what we do, but you know, it's obviously it's a lot about the quarterback and a lot about the guy he's going against. But you know, the quarterbacks are going to find young guys, and that won't ever change, I'm sure. So, but it's good even if he goes out there and you know, gives up an out here and there. You know, it's the experience and it's learning and getting out there in the heat of the battle and go.
So just kind of the instruction from you, just keep the guy in front of you. It seemed like, you know, he allowed some of the. What's that?
I'll never say that. No, I say cover the guy. Yeah. No, it was never stay in front of him. It's cover him. Mm-hmm. And they all understand. If they don't, they're going to hear it.
Running back you've had to prepare for? If there's a back you think is just the greatest you've been around, that's
interesting. Emmitt Smith was pretty good. Yeah. And, you know, I never had to prepare. Well, I did have to prepare for him when he went to Arizona. He was older then. Adrian, you know, we got ready to prepare for him. He was pretty good. I mean, those are the two that come to mind right away. Yeah, he was pretty dang good too. Yeah, he'd take your breath away as well. He was really good. And you know, but there's been so many of them. I mean, even you think back in when Baltimore had Jamal Lewis, he was pretty darn good. I mean, there's a lot of really good ones. You know, like the guy that not Hodge, you know, the guy that is on ESPN and Marshall Faulk. You know, he was, you know, because he could do so many things. I mean, you know, there's too many of them.
Not in your top five?
No, I like Merrill, but we didn't really have to prepare too much for him. He's not in that crew anyway.
Mike Wallace, you know, early in his career, put up those gaudy 20 yards per catch type seasons with Pittsburgh. You know, he didn't do that in Miami. He's not doing that here. Is he, I mean, not in a bad way, just a different kind of receiver now? I mean.
No, I just, all right, let's wait until after the season and see what kind of numbers he puts up. You know, he's, and again, I don't worry about those things at all. I worry about who guys catch, do the things they're supposed to do, block when they're supposed to block, and really about winning. So each week could be a different week. You never know. But I don't think he's a different receiver. Good?
One quick thing. You've been named special teams captains kind of every week. Just talk about, you know, why you like to do that. I mean, kind of a reward for those particular guys who maybe don't get a lot of recognition, or what would you classify it as?
Well, I think it's good. You know, our special teams have been playing very well, and I think it's good for them to be involved with everything, and for them to be able to each week have somebody be the leader that week, I think is important. You know, I try to make special teams an emphasis, and you know, Mike's done a great job with these guys, and they've really helped us in a lot of ball games. So I think it's important. Okay. All right. Thanks.